make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there, and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
And the Liberty Ford Tour continues. I am now in Vermilion at the Liberty Ford dealership here at 4215 Liberty Avenue in beautiful Vermilion, Ohio. I am here for this full 2 hours. My partner, Nathan Zagura, in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We are
notorious.
The same drill, my friend. Yes, we are back and up and running again. Yesterday, had a great day at Maple Heights, hanging out with our friends there, Dustin Pujol. And now we are out with more friends. My total friend base here at Liberty Ford. We've got Jeff Hilko. This is the dealership that he runs, and his crew is out here. And I'll tell you what, come out and join us, because there are giveaways. We're going to have free food, and I know that's always a big attraction. Arby's is supplying us with more food, as they did yesterday and as they're going to continue to do tomorrow when we take this roadshow to Brunswick, Ohio. But we're happy to be here. Huge show for you today. We are going to have Brian Billick with us at the bottom of the hour. Brian Billick is going to be on the call of Sunday's game between the Browns and the Bears for Fox Sports. It's a Fox game because it's an NFC road visiting team. So Billick doing that. He also works for NFL Network. Love his brilliant insights. And I know Nathan and I will get to the bottom with him on his thoughts on this Browns team.
We certainly will. We have that coming. Yesterday, we also started the contest here in Fan Appreciation Week and used the hashtag BestFanCLE this week to talk about being a Browns fan and what that means. You can check out all the great stuff they have right now at ClevelandBrowns.com as well. But we will have another giveaway for you today later in the show, so you got to stay tuned and call up when we tell you, and you have a chance to win another piece of pretty cool stuff from the Cleveland Browns.
Great. Those prizes are awesome. Yesterday, a fan won. His name was Eric, won a Barkevious Mingo signed jersey, and I know he was thrilled with that, and that is a great prize to have, and we're a high-end with these things, so we're going to have another high-end prize for you. Again, we will let you know what that is and what number caller it would be for the person to win that, but you got to stay with us. That's the way we play this thing. You got to stay with us, listen all the way through, and we'll give you that information. We're going to take you inside the locker room at about 1:55. p.m. today. That'll be Jameer Howerton sitting down with cornerback Buster Skrine. Want to hear what's on Buster's mind as he goes up against this Bears team, and we'll get into this today, the matchup of those exceptionally talented Bears receivers against the Browns secondary. Definitely something to watch. We'll get into that and other topics on the Bears-Browns with Scott Petrek from the Elyria Chronicle Times. He'll join us at 2:15, and then Gerard Cherry at 2:40, his usual spot with us. Meanwhile, in the Dog Bowl, it's you. It's Megan Rock there. She's going to be tweeting throughout the show, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. Now, does Megan know where do we stand? Because it's the middle of the week here, and we started this process last week. Where do we stand on getting a nickname nailed down for you, Nathan? Megan know this?
You know, I'm looking on Twitter, and people seem to be giving a whole bunch of options, and it's hard to narrow it
it's
down.
It's not
to
being
one.
Narrowed down yet.
Yeah, it's not being narrowed down.
But Megan, your job is to
narrow.
I'm putting it on you to narrow it down. You gotta. I know the people got different ideas, but we felt in you managing this, you're going to have to come up with the pressure's on you, and I'm putting it on you.
All right, here we go. By the end of the day today, it will be announced. Okay, so if you're listening, majority rules. Okay, we have.
Wait, you're not gonna pick the winner?
Is it my final decision? Because if it is, I have my personal favorite.
You already do.
Here's the way I think we should play it. I think Megan, as she will, she's very thorough in everything she does, and I say this seriously, she's going to go through all the candidates. If majority does rule in a clear-cut fashion, because what you were indicating, Megan, was that we were all over the lot with this
right,
thing, right?
Right,
okay. So if it's all over the lot, then we're going to trust Megan to bring it on home based on a lot of research that she's done. She's talked to a lot of people in the building, in and around the community, all around Browns Nation. So she's going to try to figure it out there. If it's just a clear landslide vote, then it's a no-brainer. We'll just go with that.
But, right.
It seems to me that there's a strong camp for Nate Dogg.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a strong camp for Grandmaster Z.
Yes.
Yep.
There was a strong camp for Z Diddy at one time.
That's kind of dwindled away a little
and
bit.
And Zegatron.
All right. So this is why it's in good hands.
Yeah.
She'll figure this out.
We'll
all
take
right,
care
by
of
the
it.
End, by the end of the day or end of the show or whatever, we'll have this figured out. Because I really want to get used to this, get it locked into my brain.
I feel like he's like a little nameless Nate.
I feel like the good news is we're moving right along just fine anyway, and now it'll just be an enhancer to add right.
For the
holiday enhancer, as it were. Yeah, sure. Exactly.
I'm staring at a very nice Christmas tree right in the middle of the showroom here. A beautifully decorated tree. I think those are maybe fake presents underneath. I don't know, but they're beautifully wrapped presents underneath. But we do have legitimately unwrapped giveaways for folks to come in here. We're going to have a drawing for an autographed football. We've got these cool Browns little footballs with the Ford emblem on them and Cleveland Browns. And, you want to toss those around. And who doesn't want to toss a football around in the office at work? Because I know I do.
I love tossing a football around in the office. That is a great thing to do. Unfortunately, we're not able to do it right here in the Dog Bowl right now, although it seems like a good place to be able to do that. I certainly would like to do it. I got to start today with some Josh Gordon facts, though, for you, Notorious. You ready?
Please, because I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
You ready for these? These are good ones. In his last four games, Josh Gordon has 774 yards receiving. That is the same number of yards that Larry Fitzgerald has on the season.
Ha!
How about that? More than Marcus Colston, more than Steve Smith, more than Mike Wallace, to name a few, on the season. And this is what he's done the last four games. And he needs over the final three games, Josh Gordon needs 407 receiving yards in the final three games. Certainly is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does that, he will set the NFL record, a record that has stood since 1982 for most receiving yards per game. That belongs to Wes Chandler, who played in just eight games of a nine-game strike-shortened season and had 1,032 yards, which is 129 per game. Gordon right now at 127.3 per game. Just needs 407 over the final three to set the record.
I think Wes did that with the Saints, if I'm not mistaken.
He was with the Chargers.
Or the Chargers. The Chargers.
Yes.
West Channel. Okay.
Yes.
I think he played for both teams. Chargers. That is awesome. And again, what makes that stat even more impressive is that you've had three different quarterbacks throwing him the ball, and you've had multiple quarterback changes, and we find ourselves once again with the quarterback position getting another tweak, maybe more than a tweak, but a change, because Caleb Haney erased from the picture, waived yesterday by the Browns, and now it is Brandon Whedon, who was cleared for practice today, not officially cleared to play in the game. Chudzinski, talking with reporters earlier, to say that Brandon Whedon is, until he's got to go through more steps of clearance, but if he is, he would be the backup quarterback for Sunday's game behind Jason Campbell. But the bottom line with Josh Gordon's numbers, and I love that stat that you just presented here. That's a beautiful, impressive number, and the work that he has done speaks so loudly because of the difficulty of working with these multiple quarterbacks. And that, to me, is why in the conversation of comparison, that's got to be factored into giving him an edge.
There's no question this will go down as one of the greatest seasons a receiver's ever had in the NFL, and especially if he can get that record, get over 407 yards in the final three games, it will go down as arguably the greatest season a receiver's ever had. Because don't forget, last year when Calvin had all those yards, he only had five touchdowns last season.
Right.
So, you could go through, obviously, there are some Jerry Rice seasons, I think, where he had 20 touchdowns, the Moss season in 2007, I believe it was, when he had the monster season. There have been some other great seasons, but I think you're talking about Jerry Rice playing with Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You're talking about Randy Moss in that season playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback. And you're talking about Calvin Johnson last year playing with Matt Stafford, a number one overall pick, and a guy who has, joined the elite club of quarterbacks with 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns in a season. So there's no comparison in the quarterback level with which Josh Gordon has had to deal since he has been on this tear. And I mean, the fact that he has had as many yards in the last four games as Larry Fitzgerald in the entire season is just mind-blowing to me. Yards than Steve Smith all season long. He's just it's a remarkable run.
And you're describing, you know, highly accomplished, big play guys. We're not talking about guys. I mean, the guys whose names are synonymous with game-breaking plays and game-breaking performances, and they've done it over an extended period of time.
Sure.
This is a guy who's essentially, in Gordon, essentially bursting onto the scene. It is only year number two and truly only year number one in which he had the normal full off-season preparation for a season. That these other guys, these other cats who have these numbers, you know, they've had that. I mean, think about the consistency and continuity that they've dealt with. Now, Fitzgerald has had some quarterback changes in Arizona. That's understood. And that team has been held back in a lot of ways because of that, and he's been a constant there. But nonetheless, nothing like what Josh Gordon has dealt with. And I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com today in a Ask Vic, which is my response column to some questions. And there was our good friend Paul Myers, who's an avid listener I know of this show via Twitter. He said, the best part about Sunday, meaning this last game against New England, was hearing the interview with Josh Gordon on the Browns Overtime postgame show. And by the way, I'm inserting this here. That was the only interview we did after the game, as it turned out. I know he sent out some kind of a statement or a comment about the game, but the only interview he did was with yours truly, Michael Reguy, after the game that was on Sports Time Ohio. And Paul said, he sounds so mature now at 22, it's impressive. And my response to this is, number one, yes, sounding more mature, but I also think, Nathan, demonstrating the self-confidence and demonstrating that sense of being comfortable within his own skin, I think that not only reflects in what you hear from the guy when he's talking to the media, but how he's playing. These things go hand in hand.
Yeah, these things definitely go hand in hand, and there's no question that Josh Gordon, and you look at it, remember when the trade deadline was. Since the trade deadline, he has been on quite the tear, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I think this is a guy who is maturing. You talked about Joe Hayden inviting him over to hang out, bringing him into the Browns family, embracing everything around Josh Gordon, and saying, listen, you are one of the pillars of this team, and you're going to be one of the reasons when we do go to the AFC Championship, when they do go to the Super Bowl, you're going to be one of the big reasons for that. So let's figure out a way to make this all work for all of us, and it's great. It's great to see, and I'm very excited to see Josh Gordon having this kind of success, because obviously he's a guy with a lot of talent. So very good to see that. Very good to see Josh Gordon. And really, we've talked about it from day one. His first comment after his first big game, breaking the record against Pittsburgh, he's been consistent. He doesn't care, and I know he's going to be able to look back one day and say, wow, I had the greatest four-game stretch that a receiver has had in the history of the National Football League. That's pretty incredible. But he also is going to say, we didn't win any of those games.
Right.
And that's what he cares about. I bet, and what I like about Josh Gordon is, if you look at statistically his worst game in the last six, and he's been over 125 yards with a touchdown in five of them, was against the Baltimore Ravens, and that's the game that they actually won. And I know that he was much happier after that game than he has been after these, which shows that not only is he an unbelievable talent, but he's a great teammate, and he's here to do one thing, and that's to win.
No doubt, and that is the right attitude. And a little bit of a teaser, if make sure you're tuning in right here tonight and along the Browns Radio Network, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, because on tonight's preview show, Browns preview show, that will air from 7 to 8 p.m., Josh Gordon is going to be a guest along with Paul Kruger. Make sure you're listening to that. There'll be some good stuff from Josh Gordon to the very points that you're making, Nathan, about
his
attitude.
We've got to get him on
attitude.
CBD. Josh Gordon and I need to have our sit-down. This has been long overdue.
The sit down is coming. I know that will materialize. But in the meantime, you take steps here, right? He does the STO thing. He does our preview show, but he'll also do CBD with the two of us. And he's a little intimidated by you. And you know, until you get your nickname sorted out, that's another issue in this equation. Hey, call us 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you. We want you to weigh in. It's an interactive show, and @Browns_daily is how you tweet us to make sure we get some of those barks from the pound as well. I am in Vermilion. I am at Liberty Ford in Vermilion. The address is 4215 Liberty Avenue in Vermilion. We're going to have giveaways out here, an autographed football that you can register for. We've got some folks already registering for that. And Arby's food is coming. Free food from Arby's while it lasts will be available. So come on out and visit us. Talk with us. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.